And we're back with segment two. We're lucky enough to be joined tonight by the Adam Brown. We're playing the tracks from his latest release, We'll Never Know. So,
all right.
Hey, yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Wow. So, next tune we're going to hear is I Will Let You Run. Anything you want to tell us about that?
Well, it was, it's about a breakup that's about to happen. And it was just kind of like, you know what, fellas? She was way better than me. Smarter, more educated, you know, made more money. Came from more money, and it was just like it was time, and I was just like, you know what, I get it, you know, you're a better human being than me, I will let you run, you go for it, you know, have a good life kind of thing.
Cool.
I don't know, that sounds like an admirable sentiment, but man, that's heavy though. Like, I don't know.
You just have to know what your station is in life, and sometimes you're like, you know what, I get it, I'm not good enough, it's fine.
I don't know about that, man. I think,
sounds like my personal situation, doesn't it, Adrian?
Well, I mean, you're still married, so I don't know.
She looks past a lot. All right, let's do this.
Was a really good tune. Yeah, so we were talking to Adam during the song a little bit about where he's from, and he's from Montreal. It's close to where from Ottawa, so it's close.
Yeah, under 2 hour drive for us.
Yeah. So do you like Montreal, Adam?
I like it a lot, but even before the COVID, a lot of the I lived in the Mile End, which is sort of like the area where all the shows were happening and everything, and all the artists live and all that. And even before the COVID happened, places were starting to get boarded up and venues were starting to shut down and all this because of I guess realtors coming in, buying everything, and then charging. you know, three times the price. So nobody could really afford to do anything with that. I know that's not an exciting story, but yeah, I'd like to see things turn around over here. The rent's too high.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's gentrification. I don't know. I mean, we can talk about it, but I remember when I first moved to Canada, which was around 96, I think I made it to Montreal the year after. I made 96 as well, but just like on a sort of touristy sort of thing. And like, it was a wild place, man. It was like New York, but like, you know, half French. It was
Yeah.
But it's not like that now.
Yeah, it's a little more subdued, and that definitely has to do with nobody can afford to play shows. I've been spending a lot of time in Hochelaga, which is in the East End. I was living there for a bit, and it still has something going on. It's all French speaking over there, but it's still there's still a lot of party to be had. But also the rents are a lot cheaper over there as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
What's the next song?
Next song is actually the first single release from the record. It's Emotion.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, that was so in the last tour of England that we did, kind of had a crush on a girl, but then I had to fly back, you know, and I couldn't be with her, but there wasn't much I could do. But it was just an emotion, and that would pass. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, sure, I'm sad, but hey, you know, this too shall pass kind of thing.
Cool.
Is it just you that has this attitude to life? Because I feel like I'm learning stuff. I feel like this is a good deal, you know? I'm getting an interview and some sort of psychotherapy at the same time.
I guess that. I appreciate that. I don't know. I guess you get knocked down so many times and you just figure, well, what else can you do? You can't do much about it. You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's definitely true.
All right.
I agree with that. Let's listen to the song, folks. A kiss in the morning saw me out all right. From a black hole, from a black hole, sucking up the light. In the morning, let's go up until I see your head. All in all, I get a bit of a depth because you're not right here. So it goes, ah, oh, little me. In a trance, I was rocking a sad little misery. So it goes, ah. Oh, little me. But it's just a little feeling, I'll pass it eventually. It's emotion. It's a It's a love. And we're back, folks. That was a really good song.
Oh, yeah. That's a great tune. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Yeah.
How did you choose it as the first single?
I asked around. It wasn't even my first choice for the first single, but I asked everybody in the band, and that one kind of came up. I asked friends. They're like, yeah, it's got to be that one. It's got to be that one. Looking back in retrospect, should it be? I don't know. Maybe I'll second guess that for years to come, but it's what people voted on. So I said, okay, fine. Because I wrote them all, so it's kind of like they're all my children. Yeah. It's really hard to pick your favorite, you know? it ain't bad. It ain't a bad song.
I understand. It's like ask me which one of my three is my favorite child. I can't answer that. I can answer a least favorite some days, but not a favorite. All right, let's get into Get Up. Anything you want to tell us about this song?
Man, so I came back from tour. I wrote most of the songs within 2 weeks of each other. And it was all when I came back from tour last time. But yeah, I came back from tour. I was helping my dad in the yard and I crushed my hand. So I had to cancel all the other shows that we had lined up. And, you know, we ended up playing our Montreal CD launch like months later. It seems to me that I sing about other things in that song too, but... It's just about when you're, you know, just get out of bed. You know what I mean? Don't stay in bed all day. You know, like just, you know, like do your best, you know, like to do your best to get out of bed and have a good day. You know, that's kind of what this song's about.
Awesome. Let's Perfect. Check it out. We're back with Adam Brown from The Adam Brown.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good to hear you again.
This will be the end of our segment, and we'll be right back after the break, folks.